along Blondo Street in Omaha, which is a commercial corridor. And then he seeks to establish a convenience store there. He has two other convenience stores. He goes in front of the city council, and due to some citizen protests, they deny his license. They did ask him if he would agree to no single can sales or no sales under a certain volume limit. He disagrees with the city council and goes to the Liquor Control Commission. Liquor Control Commission grants him a license, but then issues a restriction under that license. Now, they found that he met all of the criteria under the statutes to have a liquor license. But then on and above that, they decided that they would restrict him so that there was no single can sales and no sales under 0.375. The first issue with the order is how the order is written itself. No single can sales. Exactly what does that mean? Because alcohol comes packaged in a lot of different ways. So single can sales, does that just mean beer? Does that mean wine in a can? Does that mean alcohol in a can? What does that mean? Secondly, no sales of less than 0.375. There's no qualifier there. Is it a gallon? Is it an ounce? Is it a milliliter? So he doesn't know how to comply with this order as it's written.
Let me ask you to clarify on the 0.375. At the city council level, that's referred to as 0.375 milliliter.
I don't recall if it was. So I thought it was 3.75 at the city council.
They use the expression milliliter in the city, at the city council. At the city council's is correct. At the record says, well, would you agree to these two restrictions?
Yes.
So I just want to find out from your standpoint, because you're saying 0.375, what? Is that how mysterious that is?
It is mysterious, because is it an ounce? Is it a milliliter? Is it, what does that mean? It makes a big difference.
In the order itself, not the not what led up to it.
Correct.
Is that
correct?
Your point is in the order itself.
Correct.
There's no reference, right?
Correct.
So when the appellees will say, well, these are phrases of art, what's your response to that?
Well, 0.375 can mean a lot of different things. 0.375 ounces, 0.375 milliliters, it can mean a lot of different things. The issue is the small bottles of alcohol and the single can sales. And if that's exactly what they...
That's an answer to a different question.
Right.
I'm trying to find out if everybody knows what's going on, if this is a phrase of art. If somebody said, referred to beer and said a 40, would everybody know what's going on?
I don't know that I would. I mean, I don't think so.
And so you're saying that this is vague?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Just as a matter of metric system, 0.375 liters would be exactly the same as 375 milliliters, correct?
Correct.
Does 375 milliliters have some significance in the alcohol industry?
I don't think so. I'm not sure, but as it's written, I mean, we seek clarification as to what that exactly means.
Assuming, for argument's sake, that we agree with you, what is the remedy that you would seek from this court?
Well, on that specific instance, if you uphold the order with the restrictions, then it needs to go back to the Liquor Control Commission, and they need to specify exactly what they mean in the order, which I think is within the purview of the appeal.
Turning to the argument about imposing restrictions at all, is your argument essentially that within the Liquor Control Act and the enacted regulations, there is no textual support for a restriction on a license?
Yes, a restriction of this type, a restriction on the packaging and the sales and the bundling.
So are you telling us that there can be restrictions, but they have to be reasonable or something along those lines?
And we have to know what they mean. So, I mean, The appeal essentially centers on this FMT Inc. versus Nebraska Liquor Control Commission case. A 20-year-old case that says the commission can issue restrictions on licenses for the health and safety and welfare of the public at large.
Could you focus on statute 53116, which is, shall I say, broad, the commission controls all phases? Would that imply that the commission in its rulings could impose conditions under that statute?
In certain circumstances, but not when the statutes go on and they talk about the Class D liquor license says you can sell alcohol in its original packaging. In 53.123.04, retail license shall allow a license to sell and offer for sale at retail, either in the original package or otherwise, as prescribed in the retail license on the premises. So the statutes give the Liquor Control Commission broad authority to regulate alcohol, but then the statutes go on and they say, here's a type of license you can have, and here's what you can do under that license. Now, when I have a client that goes to the Nebraska Liquor Control Commission and says, hey, can I have a license? There's not a checkbox that says no single can sales or no sales under a certain volume limit.
Is it your argument that the Liquor Control Commission has effectively created a new category of license that's not set forth in the enumerated categories of licenses they're authorized to issue? There's
yes.
No license for everything but single can sales and 0.375.
Yes, that's my argument. And then factually, we have an individual that presented himself to the Liquor Control Commission, has two other stores. There's no litter, there's no vagrants, there's nothing else going on at those stores. The city nor the Liquor Control Commission came up with any facts that showed that his other stores attracted vagrants or litter. But then they base their argument that if he opens this store, there's going to be vagrants and litter.
Weren't there objections made on just those very bases?
Yes.
So you're not saying it was absurd for the commission to take those matters under consideration?
I know, but factually, there was litter in the neighborhood already. And factually, my client said his stores were clean. He polices the neighborhood. So factually, the commission should have made a determination that there was going to be less litter because my client opened a store.
If your argument is that essentially what the commission did was create a new category of license, is the option then that I may not get any license at all?
Yes. I believe that they should have either granted him a license or denied it based upon the facts presented at the commission, not find that he met all of the statutory criteria to have a grant of license and then further restrict him.
So you want this court to say that, send it back to the district court, to send it back to the commission to say either grant a license or don't grant a license?
That's one option this court has. And if the court, and if we go back and we have a grant a license or don't grant a license, I believe they will have to grant him a license based upon the facts presented.
If the statutory criteria are met, is the Liquor Control Commission obligated to grant a license, or do they have discretion to grant it?
Well, they have discretion under all of the categories under the statute.
So they could find that all the prerequisites are met, but still decline to issue a license.
But they would have to give some reason for that declination.
Does that matter at all to the analysis here? The commission's discretion?
I don't think about this specific issue. I think this specific issue comes down to the F&T case that involved the Liquor Control Commission restricting a license because a felon was working on the premises. Now, it's clear to everyone under the statutes that the Liquor Control Commission doesn't want a felon having a partial ownership or to work in a establishment. And the individual in F&T He was the former owner, transfers his stock to a third party, and then continues to work at the premises. And the Liquor Control Commission wanted to issue a license, but then said, but he can't work here. I think that's reasonable, because the statutes talk about not wanting a felon in an ownership position. But in this case, it's not reasonable. And we'd ask the court to overrule their order and issue an order that says that his license should have been issued without restrictions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Johnson Wiles, good morning to you. Splitting your time.
Yes. May it please the court, I am spending time with co-appellee counsel William Acosta Trejo, and we're splitting it evenly. That's okay.
You're taking 5 minutes then.
Okay. We are asking that the decision of the district court be affirmed. And because we're sharing our time with the City of Omaha and the citizen protesters today, I am going to confine my comments and my argument with respect to the authority of the Liquor Commission to impose reasonable conditions or restrictions on a license when they issue that license, and defer to the City of Omaha with the court's permission on the issue of the alleged vagueness of the order and evidence in the record.
What is the textual basis in either statute or regulation for the Liquor Commission to impose restrictions or conditions on the issuance?
The textual basis is that the commission does have the discretion to grant or deny a liquor license under 53-132, which states that the Liquor Commission may, after finding these factors, issue a liquor license. So,
but it doesn't, that section doesn't say with or without conditions.
That section does not talk about conditions at all. No.
You're implying, and I'm not disagreeing, that that may be correct, but you're implying authority for restrictions or conditions from the discretion afforded to the commission by that statute.
That is correct. That is correct. Not only with that statute itself, but the broad authority of the Liquor Commission under 53-116, 53-117, and of course our prior holding from the Court of Appeals, F&T, which found that the power to grant or deny a liquor license includes the power to grant a license subject to reasonable restrictions.
And that really was sort of I've looked at that opinion from Judge Mews, wrote that at the Court of Appeals, and it doesn't have a textual basis that I can discover. It simply is saying if you have the authority to grant or deny, you must also have the authority to impose conditions. So, you're focusing the textual based on 53-132, 116, and 117.
The general discretion of the commission to grant a license as opposed to denying it. granting it, saying, okay, we're going to grant a license in this case, but we have some concerns based on the evidence that has been presented in this particular case. And as a result, we want to impose certain conditions on this license based on that. And it was important as outlined in the F&T case, because the commission was presented with a question of a person who had been operating the business for, had owned it, and was convicted of a felony, and he couldn't own it anymore, and had some substance abuse problems, and there, of course, had been problems at the bar under his watch. So when a new application was filed and he was still going to be involved, the commission looked at it in terms of, is this on paper, it looks like he's not going to be involved, but there were concerns, valid concerns that were raised that he would be. And so it's like, well, they had three choices. They could deny the license, saying, no, we're not going to go for that. Two, they could grant it and then hope for the best. Or three, grant the license with restrictions that he not be involved in the operation of the bar.
Is the Liquor Control Commission different from other administrative agencies in the sense that, generally speaking, administrative agencies have only the power specifically conferred by statute?
They are not different than other agencies, but we do need to look at the power that has been given to them by statute, and look at the discretion that is given, if any, to that particular agency. So agencies can be different. The statutory language certainly guides us. In the Liquor Control Act, the commission has very broad authority to regulate the sound control of the manufacturer, distribution and retail sale of alcohol for the purpose of the statute, which is to protect, one of the purposes, of course, is to protect the public.
And the Liquor Control Commission is not one of those entities that's created by the Constitution, similar to Public Service Commission, others. No. So this would be where the plenary power resides in the legislature and must be.
Yes, it needs to be conferred. I would point the court out to a case that we did not cite in our brief with respect to a proposition that that was not fully outlined in F&T Inc., and that is that an administrative body has only that authority specifically conferred upon by statute or by construction necessary to accomplish the plain purpose of the act. The citation that I would give you, and there are others, would be Jolly versus State, 252 Nebraska 289, in 1997. So, by construction,
Mr. Polk seems to have said that the commission has created a new kind of license.
Yeah. So
the case you cited would seem to say there is no statutory authority for the commission to create a new kind of license.
Well, we disagree that the commission is creating a new kind of license. As the district court correctly found, license was a Class D license for the off sale of alcohol in original containers. It doesn't say anything about imposing a reasonable constriction on a restriction or condition on what type of packaging that would be. So original packages are still there.
But not all original packages, because this license has been restricted.
Well, I'm not sure that I understand the question exactly. I mean, they are in original packaging. I mean, they off sale. Sale of alcohol is based on original packages, so you can't like break up a 12-pack, for example.
I guess my question is, Mr. Polk's client does not have the same type of Class D liquor license as another Class D liquor license holder, correct? There's a difference.
He does. He has the ability to sell alcohol off sale in original packages.
But he can't sell everything with his license that a Class D license holder without restriction.
Right, but it's not a different category of a license. It's just a condition on the types of original packages that are being used. So I would just say that the district court, relying on F&T Inc., which is obviously good precedent, correctly found that the commission had the authority to impose a reasonable condition on this license. We would ask that this court affirm the decision of the district court and reaffirm that holding from the Court of Appeals.
Can I ask you to further elaborate on 53-132 in the language of the statute? Is there an implication that there's discretion that might permit conditions, or is it all or none? you get the.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of it.
Is there language in 53-132 that would imply there's discretion to add conditions?
Well, I think so, because it tells the commission that the commission may, after a hearing, find, and then it sets forth those factors. And that is after consideration of everything that has been presented to the commission. So they have to look at all of those factors.
There's a phrase in there about the commission, I presume, exercising its judgment about whether or not granting it would add to the undue concentration of licenses with similar privileges.
Right.
Why is that similar privileges? Because if it's an all or nothing, wouldn't it be with exactly the same privileges?
I'm afraid I don't understand the question.
Does the phrase similar privileges imply the comparison of this Class D may have conditions?
I don't know the answer to that. So, unless there are other questions, then I will turn it over to Mr. Acosta. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Acosta Trejo, good morning to you.
Good morning. If please the court.
How much time do we have? Okay,
I can try to make it as brief as possible.
We will.
And quickly, just to answer the question.
We'll give you at least 3 minutes.
Thank you, Chief. And quickly, just to answer the question, I don't recall who asked it, but as far as the textual, I think the gas and shop case is a very good case. It says the power includes the power to prescribe conditions under which alcoholic beverages may be sold. I think that's exactly what the court was saying, is that you can have restrictions. To address
Mr. Is it based in a statute, or was what was the basis of that comment?
That was in my 30 seconds of just looking at that case, Your Honor, and I can't give you that answer.
Apropos Justice Castle's line of questioning, is there something in the statutes?
Under the statutes, no, and you know, I take Mr. Polk's point. If the court is to actually look at this and say 53-132 doesn't give the commission that authority, we're drastically going to change what liquor license applications are in the state of Nebraska. Because as it is, we give very many licenses with restrictions all the time. So if our answer now is...
You think under 132, right, we're saying similar privileges. Not all Class D licenses are equal.
Correct. And so if we're now going to say, no, you can't do restrictions, you either have to approve or deny, based off of 53-132 sub 3 criteria, then I think we're going to see a drastic drop in liquor licenses, and maybe that's a good thing, starting with this one. And so, just to quickly hit the restrictions, I don't think it's vague. If you go into a liquor store, you're going to see bottles, you're going to see cans, and then if you're doing well as a college student, you can maybe buy wine in a box. And so the restriction of no single cans is exactly that. If it's in a can and it comes by itself, you're not going to sell it. That is an attempt to reduce the problems that the citizen protesters addressed at the city council level, to include Councilman Jerram, who said...
Let's assume that single cans is clear enough. What about 375?
375, and as I pointed out in my brief, that is a term of art. Mr. Kinde, the owner of this place, owns two other liquor stores, and to say he doesn't know what a 375 is, I think it's disingenuous at best. 375 translates to a 12.7-ounce bottle, otherwise known as a pint. So those are those small liquor bottles that you can maybe put in your jacket coat. Anything from there smaller, you're not selling. That's pretty straightforward. Now, we don't want to use the word pint because that's different from the 16-ounce pint that you may go get at a restaurant. So the 375 is pretty straightforward, and I don't want to rob your law clerks of the joy of trying to figure out what 375 and various liquid amounts is, because you get pretty ridiculous amounts of alcohol which wouldn't be sold in the commercial course of business. So those are not vague. I think the record was clear with the citizen protesters discussing the homeless people in Coal Creek, which runs adjacent to this property, the sanitary conditions, the fact that the people who live there for 30 years are seeing liquor bottles and cans littered all over the area. It's not about the applicant meeting the first set of 53-132 sub 2 criteria, but it's when you look at everything in 53-132 together. And I think the district court looked at that, plus the fact that you have this location with Mr. Kinde, the owner, saying he plans on selling majority single bottles and cans like he does at his other store. We don't need to look very far then to see where these problems are stemming from. And so when you do that, you turn this into the poor person's refrigerator, and you will increase these problems. That is what the Liquor Control Commission was trying to do when it looks out for the health, safety, welfare of the people of the state of Nebraska and trying to temper the consumption of alcohol. The district court got it right, and we ask you to...
So the order itself reads 0.375.
Correct.
And your position is everybody knows what that means.
If they shouldn't, they shouldn't be selling alcohol.
And are there other expressions that the applicant should be aware of?
One, as the justice pointed out, 0.375 of a liter is the same as 375 milliliters.
Well, at the city council, the council people referred to it as 375 milliliters.
Correct.
So they had some qualifier on there. The order that's being challenged states merely 0.375.
Yes, Your Honor, and at the city council, we do deal with a lot more of the restricted licenses because we have to keep on top of those. So it's not, I would have gone with a restriction myself, but.
But the applicant was offered that possibility, is
twice,
that right?
Yes.
And was not interested.
Correct. There's no other questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So do we have time for rebuttal? We will give you a couple of minutes, Mr. Polk, if you like them, because we went over time on the other side.
No, I'll wait.
Thank you very much. The next case of the day, then, is Willard.